Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer!
Why are we playing Charlie Brown?
Because I'm blue.
It's the Computer Corner, by the way. You're listening to News Radio 620 KTAR, in case you didn't see the 620 on your dial.
Hey, we're back. Hey, by the way, United Blood Services Memorial Day blood drive's going on Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 at Paradise Valley Mall, the Arizona Mills Mall in Tempe, Metro Center Mall, and Fiesta Mall. All donors will receive a bobblehead, either Mercury or Rattlers bobblehead, and a voucher for two tickets to an upcoming Mercury game. So,
wow.
Well worth your time, and obviously you're doing something really well, really well. You're doing something great for the community. And those of you in Paradise Valley, the KTAR Cares for Kids operation will be out there from noon to 2 today.
I'm sure they're doing like kid safety and pool safety, water safety kind of stuff.
Yeah, lots of great information. So bobbleheads, tickets to the Mercury. I mean, what are you waiting for?
There's good stuff going on.
Wait for the show to be over and then go.
Well, because it doesn't start till noon.
Right.
So why would you go anywhere? We're done at 11:45. That gives you just about enough time.
That's right. I'll get in line for that bobblehead.
Get you some bobblehead action.
Mm-hmm. All right, before we go back to the phones, before we do Adam's acronym, before, it's time to talk a little bit about news, Mike Howell.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Well, she's way over there. What are you doing in that room?
She's in the news center.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Reporting from the news center, it's
Let me get Computer Corner News.
You got something going there?
There we go.
No. That's not
come
not
on.
Brian, come on.
I've got our own. And now it's time for Mikel Valdivia and the Computer Corner News.
Hang on, time out. That's my Geek Speak of the Week sound.
I don't care. Gail Bass comes running in thinking she's got a newscast.
Hey, Gail.
I'm like, what in the world is going on?
It's Brian being silly.
Don't do that.
Hey, it's not us.
Hey,
that's like a nightmare.
You know I have no control over that. You know who that is. Yeah,
she was saying, that is the fastest half an hour of my life.
I saw her bolt into the news center. Thanks, Gail.
All right, Mikel, what's in the technology news?
Oh, well, to start off with, as you all know, I am the editor of the newsletter.
Yes, you are. A fine editor at that.
I didn't know
thank
that.
You, yes. Thank you. Yes. You think it just comes from nowhere?
Well, yeah.
No. Everybody, if you have any suggestions, please feel free to email me at news@datadoctors.com, and I will go ahead and try and do what I can with the suggestions.
If it makes the cut.
Yeah, of course.
We'll call her M. Mikel Annika Valdivia.
Yeah. Annika. From our thousands of tips at our tip line, news@datadoctors.com.
You know, Annika Sorenstam making the cut.
Yeah. I gotcha. I'm with you.
We got it.
All right, what's in the news?
Okay, in the news. Well, if you were reading the newsletter or if you didn't get the newsletter, there is a new worm that is out, and it's apparently causing a lot of problems. It's so big is the alias of it.
It's so big?
No, just so big
oh,
is
so
the
big.
Alias. W32.
And what's
big.
The rating on the Symantec antivirus research counter?
It is a level 3. However, it is ranked number 2 out of all of the viruses that are out there.
So that tells us it's not just dangerous, it's widespread and
very wild.
Number 1 with a bullet.
Correct.
Shouldn't they change their rating system to like a yellow, an orange, and a red kind of like
kinda
our
like
terror alert thing?
Their deal is 1 through 5. 1 and 2 are kind of so-so. Once it hits 3, it means it's really catching fast. So, folks, if you are a subscriber to the newsletter, pay particular attention to the information on there so you can keep yourself from being
The reason we're telling you
a
is
contractor.
Not because you probably have it. It's to keep you from getting it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Now, you can't have cell phones in the show.
That's Brian.
Yeah.
Brian.
That's what you get from doing it from the control room.
All right, so what else going on?
Okay, then also, if you also, in the newsletter, which I found very interesting, destructible DVDs are finally arrived.
You mean the Mission Impossible version of
yes.
What happens?
It's kind of how rusting works. What happens is the discs start off red, but then when they're taken out of the package, they get exposed to oxygen, and it turns the coating black, which makes them inoperable after about 2 days. So for 2 days, you rent the DVD, for 2 days it works good. And then after 2 days, it no longer works, and you don't even take the DVD back. You just throw it away.
Oh, great. So now we're being kind to Mother Nature again with another...
Yeah. Just throw more plastic
in there. Another disposable product.
By the way, this show will self-destruct in about an hour. Just so you know.
How long before the hackers figure out how to keep it from turning black?
Yeah, well, they can't do it. That's the whole thing. That's the reason they're doing
it. Miss Valdivia.
Anything that can be done can be undone.
I don't think hackers necessarily will be doing it. I think some kind of scientist would be doing it because it is a chemical reaction. It's not something that has to do with coding.
Hey, when you're done with this show, go ahead and look up the definition for hack or hacking or hacker.
What
because a scientist or a radio show DJ or a talk show host or a girl who edits a newsletter can all be a hacker.
I was assuming hacker, like computer hacker.
All right, kids. Enough.
Sorry, Dad.
All right, let's go. Let's move on.
Okay, and then flexible e-paper is on its way.
Now, we've heard about this for years. Is it actually in a consumer product here?
It will be in the next few months. It's the first flexible computer screen of its kind, and it actually, you can roll it, you can twist it, you can do anything you want, and it still keeps a nice image. It's
roll it.
Just keeps, yeah, like you could roll it into a cylinder like you would a
piece of paper.
No, you
know what? When I imagine this thing, I'm thinking, you know, when mom back in the day when she would bake, and this is your mom, my mom, not that we had the same mom, but
yes.
You know, and she'd get out a rolling pin with that little plastic deal that she'd unroll and put the dough on and roll it out. It's something like that kind of thickness, but it's a computer monitor, and you can read text and pictures and everything on it.
So it's got little electronic things that go black, white,
I don't know how
gray,
the dang
whatever.
Thing works,
well,
man.
It's just black and white right now, but
just
they are coming out with color, and they want to make it so that you'll be able to actually sew it into clothing. You could sew it into your sweatsuit, and while you're running, check your email.
Hey, who's they?
They are the company that is doing it.
Who are they?
It's a company in Massachusetts.
Hold on, wait a minute. If you're checking your email while it's sewn into your clothing, wouldn't you, like, run into poles and stuff?
Yeah, well, I don't think they think about those things.
I see dead people.
It's like log off and jog instead of hang up and drive, huh?
Yeah, kind of like that monitor that now comes on your rearview mirror in your car. I don't think that's very safe either.
Well,
that's a backup.
I have to explain that to you at some point, that it only works when you put it in reverse and a lot of other things.
Well, that is until you bypass the system.
Right. Well, that would be hacking, though.
All right, now, did we also get a little help from our listeners on one of the questions? Dave, the professional photographer, yes.
There was a professional caller that called in during the break.
Wait, a professional caller?
A professional photographer called in during the break.
He was like an auctioneer. He was a caller.
Hey, swing better.
He called in, and he was talking about those optical doublers that customer was talking, that the caller was talking about.
Yes.
And he says that it does work. However, it reduces the amount of white light that your camera is able to use, and apparently that is not good because, of course, you need the white light to take the picture properly.
So it sounds like the optical doublers, if Wes is still listening, sounds like the optical doublers may work in very bright light, like if you're outdoors.
Or if you have extra light.
Correct.
Well, but if you're doing this zoom, can you have light that far away?
Exactly.
Yeah, I always like when people are taking pictures of the Grand Canyon at night with their flash.
Yeah, baby.
Come on.
No, just in case the gnats want to come up.
The gnats?
Wes, if you're doing a lot of outdoor photography with a lot of light, it sounds like the optical doubler may be worth it, but in low lighting situations, Dave, the professional photographer, caller, listener, says not good.
Definitely, and that's the news.
The users helping users, it's such a beautiful thing.
Now, before this show gets completely ruined,
yes.
I think we're going to go to a break, believe it or not.
Really?
But I promise when we come back,
it's the 13-year-old.
We're going to start rolling through these calls and questions, and of course, I believe, I know we don't have a free line open, but when you hear somebody hang up, or if you think you might have heard somebody hang up during the break, 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn over there. Brandon Isney here. Mike Heldal Valdivia.
Whatever.
Our news diva. And Brian Scalzo, technical director. We'll be back after this short break.